Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Geraldine, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. You have a great show.
Thank you.
The only problem is that it's played in New York in the middle of the night.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, you've got podcasts and you've got, you know, you can stream it. Do you have a computer? Do you have access to a computer?
Yes.
Okay, one of the things you can do during the day, because there are so many stations that carry it live, and you can just go to drjoy.com and hit live streaming, and you can listen to it from noon to 3.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and you can also go and get the podcast, which means you can download it to your smartphone or to an MP3 player and listen anytime you want. But if you want to listen live, just go to drjoy.com and hit live stream.
Well, my basic question is, almost all my friends tell me about gay marriage being wrong, and I tend to disagree, and I was wondering what you thought.
On what basis are they saying it's wrong?
Basically according to religion and stuff like that.
Well, all right, let's take it through a bit of time. First of all, I think everybody's allowed, if you decide that you're gay and you don't want to be married, I think that's fine. I think making that decision for somebody else is a slippery slope, because I don't think most of us want other people making decisions like that for us. We don't want people, we don't want the government, and we don't want other people, no matter how well-meaning or how much they care about us or we care about them, determining how we should live our life, especially in an emotional area. All right, so that's number one. Number two, if we look at that whole issue about, that gay marriage is prohibited by the Bible, you have to remember, first of all, the Old Testament was written over a period, I mean, it was oral history. The printing press wasn't invented for a long time after that, so it was all oral history. It was stories. And number one. Number two, it was even that was written down over a huge amount of time, hundreds of years, as well as the New Testament as well. So, and at the time where, in theory, if we accept the fact that gay marriage was, or that relationship, wasn't really talking about marriage, because marriage really doesn't exist in the Old Testament at all, per se. And you have to remember, even when it did, sort of, that men were allowed, polygamy was allowed, the sororate was allowed, which is if you married one sister, you could marry the other, or especially if one died, the other sister automatically got married. Women were stoned to death for adultery. There were just all sorts of, there were all sorts of horrible penalties for eating pork or mixing milk and, not keeping kosher. I mean, so there are a whole bunch of rules that we look back on and say, well, they were of the time and place. So one of the reasons that you weren't allowed to mix milk and meat was because people used pottery that was unglazed, and so if the milk got in the pores, and clay is porous, and then you put meat in it or blood in it, that you could get that's a serious medium for bacteria, so people could actually get sick and die. So the reason that came up, and if you look at most of the rules that were, that were in the Bible, there was a very specific and practical reason for it. So, and women, to say they couldn't vote didn't begin to explain what they couldn't do. And women were basically chattel, had no choice about who they married. I mean, so a lot of the rules or a lot of the understandings have changed. And the idea that somehow, and even the Bible changes. I mean, it sort of evolves from depending on, what we're talking about, Old Testament and New Testament, whatever. And I'm not a bit of a biblical scholar, but I'm educated about Old and New Testament. So the idea that somehow people pick and choose, they kind of use the Bible like a Chinese food menu. They'll pick and choose what things they think are appropriate and what things that are not. So I think that's number one. Number two, I think that people who feel very strongly that the Bible is the Word of God should certainly adhere to everything that they think the Bible tells them to do. Again, I think the issue is when you try and decide that you're going to take an interpretation and superimpose it on somebody else. Not quite kosher to keep within the vernacular. You know, it's really interesting because as I was talking about it, I guess, a little bit last week, that and you have to understand that the Bible also suggests that contraception is wrong, which the Catholic Church has certainly been on top of for a very long time. So the idea is that if we're really looking at marriage, whatever that means, as a way of doing several things. First of all, of cementing relationships between nomadic tribes, which everybody was at the time, both the Old and the New Testament were written, or written down at least. So that's obviously somewhat less of an issue unless you have to be the King of England or something, or Queen of England. So cementing relationships and having a clear line of inheritance, which we now have lawyers, for better or for ill, that'll take care of. So the point being, and the third issue that you wanted to make sure, we now have DNA, so the idea that that we trace lineage by the mother has sort of come and gone, because now men can be identified as being the sperm donor. So a lot of things have really changed radically since the time either the Old or the New Testament was really committed to any kind of writing. All right. So, and the idea that divorce is 50% of marriages are ending in divorce, and we're all suggesting those people are going to go to hell. Well, most people don't think that, and even the Catholic Church has sort of modified that a bit. Birth control, you know, was something that 50% of women died in childbirth. Some about 50% of children didn't survive the first 2 years. So, I mean, the world has changed significantly since any of that. And again, if that's something you believe in, I'm not arguing with you. I'm just saying believe in it. But that's different than sort of compelling other people to follow what your beliefs are. Because if that's true, then we have to follow their beliefs. And that's going to get us in more trouble than it's worth. My particular perspective about gay marriages, for a long time I said, well, listen, guys, why are you not, what's the difference if it's a civil union and you get all the perks? And I have a number of gay friends who sort of sat me down and read me the Riot Act, who said, why should we have to have a second-class marriage? Why can't, if you can have it, why can't I have it? And that's a pretty compelling argument. So my particular stance was that everybody should have a civil union, and marriage was something that you, in fact, did through a church or through a religious organization if you wanted to. But and so that would take, because if we sort of make marriage what basically it is right now, which is a civil union, and everybody who wanted to could do that, and then when you got married with all the sacraments, yada yada, depended on whatever your religious beliefs were, and you could choose to do that or not, but under the eyes of the law, that we could, in fact, as consenting adults, decide that we wanted to pay our taxes together, own property together, raise children together, which has always seemed to me a somewhat easier solution, but it'll never happen. So, you know, I just figured, you know, as gay, you know, as straight people, we've kind of made a mess of marriage, so why not let gay people? And there are people who say tongue-in-cheek, you know, that why should straight people be the only people who suffer? There's actually a survey saying 25% of people, I think 25% of the population choose voluntarily to be single, that a lot of married people who would prefer being single. I mean, it's so, you know, I just see it's one of those things of how you get through that period of time from your birth to your death. As long as you're not harming anybody else, I don't actually care what you do. I just assume you had you brush your teeth occasionally and use deodorant if I'm on the train with you. But past that, as long as it's not going to harm me, as far as I'm concerned, you live your life in a way that makes sense to you, and I'll do the same, and we'll see if we can't sort of have some pleasure in that dash between our birth and our death.
Yeah, because I'm really excited. My sister is gay, and she wants to get married.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can't wait for the wedding.
Yeah, I'm with you. I actually, I have a number of gay friends and have for years. And this particular couple I was talking about are just both really lovely people, and I knew they were together. I did not know that they were married, because I guess it had never come up, and they were. And I said to one of them, they work different hours, and so I said to one of them, well, you know, I have an extra theater ticket. Do you want to come with me? And he said, do you know what? I want to keep my marriage together. I'd love to go, but I really want to spend this day with my hubby.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is-
is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 800-544-70. And I just gave you the wrong phone number, 855-99-37569.
A little bit of a throwback there, didn't you?
I was going to say, my tape, I told you, it doesn't get erased. It just kind of lingers back there, giving you sort of inappropriate messages. Barbara, I was just, that was absolutely unintentional on my part, but I'll pretend it was intentional. Just to buoy my comments. All right, here we go. Well, it actually is not a bad point, in that if you've done something for a very long time, you need to consciously replay a different tape. And then after a while, because it's conscious, because it's newer, and because at some point it will become more frequent, the duration will have gone for as long as the past. I mean, all you have to do is live to 120 years. But the point is that I don't very often make that mistake. And I make that mistake when I'm doing three things at the same time. When I was sort of responding to you, Manny was in my ear. I looked at the clock to see how much time I had and to talk with you. And so, but the point being, it's not a bad example that if you're not thinking about it consciously, you may do what you've always done because it's embedded. But it doesn't have to stay embedded. What you can do is go, wait a minute, that's wrong. I just, when I was about halfway through, I went, whoop, wrong number. Because I've done the other number recently enough that it felt wrong. Even before it was a conscious thought, I knew there was something wrong. So I stopped and then went back and did the right thing. And you can do the same thing. I would love to say I did that whole thing just to prove to you, but I didn't. It was just a mistake on my part. But it was a useful mistake for us. All right. Yeah. So now let's go to The Harder They Laugh. Get a picture of your grandmother at her most staid. And if you go through your family album, part of it was, I swear to you, that women, that nobody had very good teeth. They didn't have very good dental hygiene. So people lost their teeth early, especially women lost their teeth during pregnancy. Nutrition wasn't as good. So if you look at pictures from, let's see, a grandmother would be, presumably, that's two generations, so that's 40 years. So if you looked at your grandmother when she was young, and even pictures, it doesn't even have to be of your grandmother, of just people. If you look at Civil War pictures, if you look at pictures from the Wild Wild West, if you look at immigrants to the United States, nobody is smiling ever.
No good teeth.
Mm-hmm. Right. And part of George Washington never had a picture smiling, and the assumption is that he had false teeth that didn't fit very well. So he spoke with his lips very, very taut, and you never see a picture of George Washington smiling. I don't think it's a picture of Abraham Lincoln smiling. So the idea being a combination of trying that people just didn't smile, and I think the reason they didn't smile is primarily dental. But if you're not smiling, if you look at pictures of even children aren't smiling, everybody looks very serious. So that whole notion that serious people were serious, and you can see how from those pictures, really, that because our pictures are how we view ourselves by definition, right, and how other people view us. In some primitive societies, people think if you take a picture, you're capturing someone's soul. So if you think about that, if you think about the fact none of those people ever smiled, and even till fairly recently, where, you know, now we're into selfies where everybody is showing all their veneers, but the idea that people didn't smile, and I mean Edward R. Murrow never smiled, right? That serious, thoughtful, important people didn't smile. So and you can see how you can go very easily from being serious to laughing too much is a problem. That laughing was something that people did because they were stupid, or because they were challenged mentally, or because they were psychotic. So people didn't smile. And if you go through a textbook, the only picture, if you go through your old psychology textbooks from like the 20s, if you can find, assuming you can find a library these days, that you can see that the sane people looked very serious, and it was only people that were psychotic. And even they didn't always smile. So you see that's a very short transition from looking serious to being serious, therefore don't smile, and not only don't smile, but certainly don't laugh. So if we, again, understand the context, so go see if you can find the picture from, and it can be your family, it can be anybody's family, the immigrants at Ellis Island, and whatever you want, that life was serious and it was short and you better pay attention, and laughing had no part of it. It's probably also a way of controlling children, to be quite honest, but we don't care about that as much because, again, we're working with the visual. We're dealing with videotape as well as audio tapes here. And that any videotape will trump any audio tape almost ever, forever, right? So, so we, because videotape has got both audio and video, so it's got two pathways rather than one. So it's literally double your bangs for your bucks. So you're going to go and this, take some pictures and put them wherever you want. Those don't necessarily have to be on your refrigerator. They can be on your bedside table. Because what I would have you do is, in addition to the pictures, I would have you do at least one silly, giggly thing every day of your life from now on. To remind yourself, pardon?
I like that.
Yeah, yeah. To remind yourself that life is short and fleeting, and have as much fun as you possibly can. And it can be something as silly. I mean, I have things like, I hate to admit this to you, but I'm going to anyway. I love bubbles. I don't know why I love bubbles, except I think everybody loves bubbles. So I have like 14 different bubble machines or something, you know, the, either the ones you blow through. I actually had a bubble gun at one point, which somehow seems a little contradictory, but nevertheless. And I love bubbles, and every once in a while, and I forget that they're there sometimes. I will also tell you I have harmonicas all over the house, and I have kaleidoscopes of just ways of reminding yourself that. I'll tell you a quick story. When I did my first TV appearance, which was a very long time ago, a friend showed up. I had done a morning TV show in Boston. And a friend showed up when it was pre-recorded. So she showed up on the day that was going to show up. And she, with a bakery box. Remember they used to have bakery boxes, little white cardboard boxes. They would be tied with string. And she showed up. Yeah, yeah. Well, I think French bakeries still do that. And she showed up holding it by the string. And I said, Gail, you know, there's no party. I just invited you. And she said, in this life, you make your own party. And I've never forgotten that. And we do. We make our own party. So you're going to start doing every day. And if you want to do it twice a day, it's okay with me. If on the weekend you want to do more than that. So what you're going to do is you're going to take one picture of somebody that looks very dour. And a family member is fine. Maybe even grandma. But we don't need to use grandma for both. Or wherever you want to. And you're going to put it someplace where you can also put whatever you want. Maybe it's a Barbie doll. Maybe it's a plant that you enjoy. I saw a plant, an orchid, for $17 about. It was right around my birthday, so it's like almost 6 months ago, 5 months ago. Brought it home, had like all these plants, and I nurtured it, and it's blooming again. And every time I look at that, I smile at it. So put together a little kind of a little shrine. A happy place in your house. Every day at least one thing. You can add new things. If you need to talk with me some more, you stay on the line. If not, go start on getting together your new videotapes and your happy place, all right? And if
wonderful.
Not,
thank you so much.
You're most welcome. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is indeed. And, you know, we were talking yesterday about companies that were terrific about customer service and terrible. And let me just tell you one and then we're going to go right to Doug. That does terrific customer service, which is Comrex, which is the system that I have that allows me to broadcast to you guys. And let me tell you, the providers, how do I say this gently? The providers suck. But Comrex, and whether it's Tony or Paul or whomever sort of gets to deal with me that day, are terrific about just patiently walking me through how to essentially become an electrical engineer. And so I plan to get my union card, and they're terrific. So yay, Comrex. Doug, thank you so much for being patient. You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. Yesterday you talked about having to go all the way through Lent until you can eat chocolate again.
Well, I know you get in theory dispensation certain days, but that seems to me, if I'm going to do it, I should do it full tilt boogie, no dispensations, you know, no Sundays off, just do it. But
see, that's what I was calling about.
You were going to buy me a little bit of chocolate wiggle room, weren't you?
Yes, I was. It's called Sundays.
No, I know. Thank you. You can tell that. But, you know, look, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it full tilt boogie. And for me, to be quite honest, it's not only that it's all or nothing, but in some ways that I think that I mean, look, chocolate, I know the kind of chocolate I eat, which is I eat dark chocolate, and is basically relatively good for you. But it probably also has a vaguely, at least psychologically, if not physically, addictive property to it. It's caffeine, and it's sugar, and it's xanthines. And so I think I probably have a mild addiction. And so if I go six days without eating anything and then do it on one day, the day that I go back, in some ways, is harder, I think, for me. And I know for some people it's not. They feel if they have to give up something for... It's actually, I think it's like actually 43 days, not 40, that if they know that they get a respite every once in a while, it's okay. In this particular case, I hear what you're saying, and I appreciate your ecclesiastical wiggle room, but I just think I'm probably better off. And again, it's endless. Somebody actually sent me an email yesterday and said, I'm going to bring you some chocolate. And I said, not till after Lent. So, but I got to tell you, on Easter Sunday, you know, Sadie barred the door. I've told this story before. There was at the Sheraton in Boston, they used to have like a 12-foot chocolate bunny. And if you look very carefully at the chocolate bunny's feet, you can see my teeth marks, which I'm not terribly proud of. But it turns out that it was actually made of wax. Or maybe it was made of chocolate, but it was covered in wax. So it was not even very delicious. And the other awful chocolate story is, in medical school, there's something called chocolate agar, which is a medium for culturing bacteria. And so, you know, we're in a lab, and someone says chocolate agar. And I swear to you, my tongue was like a millimeter away from before they said, it's only chocolate in color, it's sheep's blood, don't do it, which I didn't. But, man, I came very close. So I swear, you could coat almost anything in chocolate, and I might be tempted. So, but, Doug, I appreciate your generosity of spirit and your ecclesiastical knowledge, and I'm gonna tough it out. I'm almost halfway, I think, aren't I? Just about.
Mm-hmm.
I think isn't Easter? It's like a month from. It's the sixth, isn't it? I think. About a month from today.
Yeah.
A month from Sunday, I think.
The fifth of next month.
Yeah, so I've got 5 weeks from Sunday, so I should probably make it.
Good for you.
For months. But thank you, and thank you for being patient and hanging on for me, and for being generous with my calories.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Doug.
Bye.
Okay, 855-99 Dr. Joy. You guys are so cute. You really do watch out for me. So, but I, you know, I really once I decided, and for me, it's like a lot of things. And I know that there are people who it's one of the issues that I suppose I have with AA these days is the idea of, well, you know, you could just buy yourself a little wiggle room, and I don't know. It's psychologically, I guess it depends what the issue is. If somebody said to me, you'll never be able to eat chocolate again as long as you live, that would be a different issue. But for 40 days or 43 days or whatever, and the idea of, well, you only have to make it through a week, I think that following Monday would be, maybe, I'll tell you what, maybe, I was going to say maybe for the last week I could try it, but I don't think that's a very good idea. I think I'm better off just toughing it out. St. Joy the Divine. I don't know. I actually got an email from somebody this morning saying, are you live? Well, what happened was we're just sort of dealing with the vagaries of the internet again. So I'm getting good at this, though, don't you think?
I think so.
Sort of at least learning how, instead of it taking an hour and a half, it only took a half hour today. Next time we'll get it. They keep changing. You know, it's kind of like, here's what the idea is, that it's an IP address, and it's kind of like your address, right, where you live. or from this particular case where you broadcast. So it's kind of like if you said you leave in the morning and you go off to your to work or to school or to yoga or whatever, and you decide to come back at lunchtime. And you come back at lunchtime and your house is still there. It's great. Then you go out and you do whatever you need to do. And then it's dinner time. And you think, well, gee, maybe I'll go home early. And you think, well, no, you know, I have all these errands to run, so I'll just get home right around dinner time. And you get home at dinner time, and they've moved your house. Your house doesn't exist there anymore. And you keep thinking, well, but, and maybe the metaphor isn't that that they've moved your house, although that's exactly what they do, but they've locked, that all that everything's locked up. That your key doesn't work anymore, that there are no windows that are left open. It's not even that you can break a window that can get in. You can't, and so what you're going to have to do is call up a company that makes break-in devices and hope that they're still there and hope that somebody knows exactly how to do this and that they can come over and help you because you've got your stew pot on in the kitchen for dinner and you know not only are you not going to get fed, but your stew pot at some point is going to create a problem for you. That's my metaphor for the day. So they keep changing the locks is what they keep doing. That's actually the metaphor, isn't it? Except it's not the locks, because those are called firewalls. And those we already figured out how to do. We already figured out that if you put a firewall up, which is really good because your house is really safe, your address is really safe, but if something changes, that firewall changes, or the firewall just decides to have a mind of its own, you can't even get into your own house. So we got rid of the firewall. So it's really not the locks, per se. It's they move the house. And you didn't know it was a mobile home. But now it is.
Just sprouted wheels out of the...
It sprouted wheels.
Rolled away.
Elvis and an alien together moved your house. And your house still exists. And that stew pot is still going. You just don't know where it is. And they may not tell you. There may or may not be clues. Okay. I know I'm whining. Today is National Oreo Cookie Day, which would be good, except that's chocolate. You can't do that either. It's also National Dentist Day. I don't know, an Oreo and a dentist put together?
Kind of a weird combination.
It is a weird combination.
National Oreo Day and National Dentist.
I actually know a dentist who passed out bubblegum and lollipops, which I, on first blush, you think, gee, a dentist would do that. And the second you think, future business.
That's kind of like it being National Oil Day and National Water Day.
Absolutely. Right, today the Missouri Compromise today. I saw Helen Mirren in the audience last night, and the audience is the story of Helen Mirren dealing with 40 years of prime ministers, because it turns out that for 40 years the monarch has a 20-minute conference with the prime minister. A constitutional monarchy is really interesting because essentially the queen is the sovereign, but she has really no political power. The prime minister does. So it's really done as a courtesy to the queen, in this particular case, or the king, to tell them what's going on in the world. And the question is, do they have any impact? And that's, I suppose, the underlying theme of the play. But for those of us who are Americans, I suppose people know about how constitutional monarchy works, more or less. But it was really interesting to see, and for me, the play was really about the huge sort of difference between who Elizabeth seems to be as a human being, which is a very down-to-earth woman who was thrust into a position she really never wanted and never anticipated, and the trappings of monarchy. And at the end of the first act, I'm not giving away anything in terms of plot, they have the coronation. And it's just extraordinary. I mean, it's just thrilling, goosebumps to see the investiture and realize the difference between the public view and the ceremonial view and the human being underneath it. And we get to see Winston Churchill and Tony Blair and, I mean, all the fellas. But thinking about politics and thinking about huge decisions that one person or a few people make that affect the lives of everyone. So, interesting thoughts. All right, 855-99 Dr. Joy. If you have something that's interesting, your house has been moved lately. Someone stole my house. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24-7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Extendivite with Extendivite. Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there are fine that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I am always here to help. I'm just here to help in poison, which is certainly the most efficient and effective and expeditious. How many more E's do you think I can come up with? Alliteration and prose is poor. But between noon and 3 Eastern, okay? 855-99-DR-JOY. All right, I was talking about politics and compromises, having seen Helen Mirren in the audience last night. And this is the day in history that the Missouri Compromise was signed into law by James Monroe. Do you remember this one? I remember the name of it. it was a compromise because it allowed Missouri to enter the Union as a slave state, brought Maine into the Union as a free state, and makes the northern part of the Louisiana Purchase territory slavery free.
Hmm.
It was probably a stupid thing to do, but I think it preserved the Union for another 40 years.
Yeah. Hmm.
But, you know, it's, again, a short-term solution to a long-term problem. But 40 years in politics is a long time, especially in a country that's, less than, essentially, 1776 is 50 years old at that moment. So I suppose preserving the Union for essentially as long as the Union had been around may have made some sense at the time, because it had been around for about 50 years, 40-some years, 46 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and they preserved it for another 40. In fact, 42, so there you go. 855-993-7569. Cheryl, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi.
Hi.
First-time caller, but I've listened to you on and off for some time now. And I have been encouraged by a radio program that I listened to last week to look into the ACE score. And I wondered, have you any knowledge of whether or not, or do you feel like it's a beneficial thing for people who have been abused children to take?
Could I just ask you a little bit about where you heard the recommendation?
It was on AP Radio. They've been doing a mental health type airing for the last week or so. And they mentioned part of it one day, and then the next day mentioned it yet again. I did look up some of it on the Internet, and there are mixed reviews. I understood that I think it was developed in 1990, and the reason the medical community at large didn't really use it or feel like it was valid is that it did not take into account things like genetics and possibly nutritional.
I think what it does is, as you're aware, it's called Adverse Childhood Experience Study, and to study abuse, neglect, and other hallmarks of a rough childhood. My concern about it, and again, it's not predictive per se. The idea is sort of to identify risk factors. And as you point out, it doesn't account for genetics or diet or alcohol abuse or any kind of other things that have to do with health. So I guess my issue as a psychologist would be less that it doesn't take those factors into consideration, although when you're talking about something as incredibly complicated as not only behavior, but remembered behavior. Because obviously when you take the test, it's going to be how your perception of it, number one. And the idea is that if you take two people from the same family, do you have brothers and sisters?
I have one sister.
Okay. The two of you may have a very different perception of what your childhood was like, of what your parents were like, which is certainly not an uncommon phenomenon. So it really... And part of my issue is that how you remember things is going to determine how you go forward with them. In other words, if you view a very stern, let's say, father as abusive, he yelled, he hit, he yelled and he hit and was not very demonstrative, was not very affectionate. As abusive, you're going to feel differently about yourself going forward, men, your father, than, let's say, your sister in this particular case, who may have viewed your dad as strict but fair and gave you a very clear set of boundaries and was your inspiration and your mentor. Now, it may have been the same behavior, but the two of you may interpret it very differently. So, and my problem with any of these kinds of things... is that it doesn't take into account things like resilience, that one person being faced with obviously a very strict parent may may just crumble underneath. And in fact, the interview that we talked about, it hasn't come up yet, is talking about exactly that situation of three kids in a family who had the same father, and one of them viewed the father as this terrific role model. One of them viewed it as the best dad in the world, you know, this affectionate, strong, successful man who was not there very much. And the middle child, as you might guess, I think he was the youngest, viewed his father as a tyrant, as overbearing. So he felt really abused. It's the same father. And in fact, in the documentary, we meet the father. Tell me, rather than asking me about evaluating a test, can we talk a little bit about your situation and what you're looking for from the test? And let me help you in that way rather than evaluating the test itself. Because as you point out, it's controversial.
It is. And it isn't for my personal background, which was relatively normal, if we know what normal really is. It's for immediate family members.
Are they coming... All right, see if you can give me a little more information. I know this is kind of a sensitive topic. Are you feeling that this would benefit them, or they're coming to you and saying this is something that, you know, we've taken the ASM, we've identified you guys as abusive. Can you give me a little bit more perspective on this?
I'm wondering if it would be beneficial because the family that I married into, now these siblings are in their 50s, 60s, and one, I think, has hit 70, and some of the reading I did online said that for some individuals, when a doctor sat down with these people and went through these, I think it's a short test of questions, it became not only cathartic, but enlightening, and it took a load off of the patient's shoulders. And I'm sure that won't be true for everybody, but I just wondered if it could be a beneficial thing.
Well, as you point out, I mean, even in your question to me and in your analysis of the things that you read, and I would concur, I think it's going to vary greatly. Do you have some time to spend a little more time with me?
I really can't. I'm on my lunch break, but...
We just need to take a break here. I'll tell you what, stay on if you can. If not, I'll answer the question as best I can, and then you can listen to it on the podcast, okay, when we come back. See if you can hang on. It'll be about 5 minutes. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
You miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.